I was just thinking about a problem I have with the latest update
of iOS. We're in the realms of 7 now, so not in the very latest one, but the little minor one that they had just beforehand. They included in the keychain iCloud passwords. All passwords in the keychain from one device to another would reference each other and have the latest one. That included Wi-Fi. And whereas at work that was brilliant because I was with my phone on a really fast connection that's unlimited and unrestricted, but my iPad was on a restricted one where I couldn't use a printers and blah, 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 really slow, didn't stream music. Couldn't play games either if they used the web, but now I can. But there's one downside. At home, I have my own little Wi-Fi network, which is a wireless gateway. Now, the only thing that wasn't connected to this gateway was my mobile phone, because I turned my hotspot on and everything through the wireless gateway connected to my phone. The downside now is I have to turn Wi-Fi off if I've not got the hotspot running on my phone, because it connects to the network at home and therefore shuts down 3G and I have no communication. There's one tiny, tiny little thing in the Wi-Fi settings that should be as default as far as I'm concerned, and slap wrist to Apple for not having this. And that's a switch for every network connection, which you have on every other device and laptop and computer and everything. And that is an auto connect switch to turn auto connect on or off. Because if I could turn it off, I would, so that it doesn't automatically connect. I'm sure there's some devices and some networks you would not rather automatically connect to. And just with the phone, I wish it didn't.